The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
For years when I was in radio, it was always funny to answer the request line and have somebody asking a question that they could have easily looked up in the phone book or in the newspaper or even called the library. But because they knew the radio station's phone number by heart, they'd call up and expect you to be able to answer every question in the world. And usually what I'd do is I'd open up the newspaper, open up the phone book, and answer the question if I didn't know off the top of my head. I'm still living that scenario, even though I've been out of radio for a while, with my father. Because my father doesn't have a computer. My father doesn't know how to just Google it. So when he asks questions in my weekly letter, the handwritten kind from my parents, my father, well, writes me notes, wants me to look up the information on the internet, and then call him up to tell him. I know it's not the perfect system, but it's a system he's comfortable with. He wanted to know the other day if Mad Magazine was still in print. To be honest with you, I hadn't thought about Mad Magazine in 20 years, but my 70-something father wanted to know. And he wanted to know about a book, to see if there was an updated version of it. I found the information. Now I just got to get back to him.